This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. It's old-time vocal and American vernacular dance week at the Augusta Heritage Center at Davis and Elkins College. Countless individuals have come to learn everything from African-American string band traditions and square dance calling to Balkan harmony singing and 19th century banjo music. For one young West Virginian, Augusta has opened up the world of fiddle music. Andrew Carroll brings us this report.
That's 14-year-old Kiara Williams of Rock Cave, West Virginia. She's been playing fiddle for 2 years and recently won the Youth Fiddle Championship at the Vandalia Gathering in Charleston. Kiara began playing 2 years ago in orchestra at school, but wanted to learn more.
So I started like looking up sheet music and like trying to figure out all these fiddle tunes, and then I just like started doing new bowing techniques and new things on my fiddle.
So she came to Augusta for Cajun Week last summer at the urging of instrument repairman and musician Bob Smokula. This year she's come back to Cajun Week and taken classes during Bluegrass and Old Time Weeks at Augusta. And it's making a huge difference in her playing.
Augusta helped me really a lot because I'm like working on new things now that...
Kiara loves playing fiddle, especially for square dances.
Just watching people smile whenever they're dancing while you're playing is really nice, because you know they're enjoying it if they're dancing.
For Kiara, being a West Virginia fiddler is something special.
I love West Virginia, and I love their, like, how West Virginia people play their instruments. And being in West Virginia and playing fiddle is just really cool, I feel like. Just being in West Virginia is really cool.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Andrew Carroll in Elkins.
As we've heard over the past few weeks, the Augusta Heritage Center is known around the country for its many music workshops and jam sessions. But Augusta actually started as a way to keep traditional arts and crafts alive in Randolph County. Jesse Wright spent time at one of the center's workshops and brings us this report.
Well, it's going to be a rabbit in the end.
I met Dorothy Steinbrook as she was chiseling away on a piece of alabaster stone under a hillside pavilion on the Davis and Elkins College campus earlier this week. She was surrounded by rock chips as she concentrated on the task at hand.
So I started out with a pretty square stone, and I've got some features that I have to kind of work with. One is that I've got a ridge here, so I'm trying to kind of incorporate that into one of the ears.
Steinbrook and her husband traveled to Elkins from Missouri for the Augusta Heritage Center's Arts and Music Workshops. Steinbrook's instructor for the week is Kevin Stitzinger. He's a stone artist who lives in Pocahontas County near Greenbank. It's the first time Stitzinger has taught at Augusta, but he used to live in Elkins and work at the college, so he's very familiar with the workshop series.
So, you know, well-versed in you know, the idea, you know, the feel of Augusta, and was just really excited when they offered me the chance to come out and teach.
The roots of that Augusta feel began growing 42 years ago. While many people associate Augusta with traditional music, Brittany Hicks says arts and crafts have been at the center's core since it began in the fall of 1972.
A group of local leaders were concerned that our craft traditions were dying away, and a lot of artists in this area were getting older at that time, and they wanted to pass it on to the next generation.
Hicks is the Augusta Heritage Center's program coordinator. She wrote her master's thesis on the center's history.
So they primarily started Augusta as a craft program.
Hicks says that as the center's music workshops became more popular during the 80s and 90s, people didn't notice the crafts as much. Now she says the center is trying to bring art back into the spotlight. Hicks says it's important not to think of heritage only in terms of museums and books on shelves.
We're not just about preserving a tradition. A tradition is not a static thing. Tradition is a changing thing. It's a living tradition. So as you pass it from one person to another, it's going to change and evolve. And the idea is to share it with the next generation.
To fulfill that mission, Augusta offers a variety of craft and art-related classes during its five-week summer program. Everything from the stone carving we heard about earlier to blacksmithing, printmaking, and fine arts like drawing, sculpting, and painting.
I consider the fine arts to also be heritage arts as well.
That's Michael Doig. He's the assistant professor of art at Davis and Elkins College during the school year, but this summer he's serving as Augusta's arts and crafts coordinator.
Music is certainly something that I support, and it's one of the things that has brought me here and kept me here for many years. We just want to give the visual artists an experience and feel that they are being taken care of and paid attention to as well.
The summer workshops culminate in this weekend's Augusta Festival, which includes a fine art show on Saturday in the Elkins City Park. More than 50 regional artists will be selling everything from one-of-a-kind wood and stone carvings to jewelry, painting, photography, and much more. Many of Augusta's instructors will have their own work for sale at the show this year. Doig says that offers the students an education beyond just learning a particular craft.
Not only are they, you know, coming in and learning how to make something, but we want to teach them how to sell that thing, you know, how to, you know, put their best foot forward when they're trying to get their product to the market.
The Augusta Center is bringing arts and crafts to life on Saturday through several demonstrations, where people can watch artists at work and try things out for themselves. Again, Brittany Hicks.
They'll get to see the process, like the tintype photography. Lisa Almalay, the photographer, is going to show people the camera. She's going to take a photo, and they'll get to watch as she processes the image and see how it works.
Hicks says that the show is free, so as many people as possible can take part. The festival is kid-friendly, too. There'll be a tent with lots to do for children of all ages, including painting, crafts, and theater activities.
Let's get it wet here for a second.
Back at the stone carving class, instructor Kevin Stitzinger says he sold his work at the Augusta Festival for the past 5 years and is looking forward to doing so again on Saturday.
When I am at art shows, I thoroughly encourage people to interact with the stone by feel. You know, you got to touch it. I get in trouble from parents because they just got done telling their kid not to touch the artwork. And I'm like, get in there, you know, you're going to love it.
As this summer's workshop series draws to a close this weekend, it's obvious that artists like Stitzinger are helping Augusta keep Appalachia's heritage alive and well. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Elkins.
And for more about the Augusta Festival this weekend, visit our website, wvpublic.org. This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:51. Partly cloudy skies in the north, a chance of rain and thunderstorms elsewhere today. Temperatures in the 70s and low 80s, a chance of rain and thunderstorms statewide tonight with lows in the 50s and 60s. There's a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms in the south tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will be in the 80s, mostly sunny on Sunday.
Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by This Day sponsorship. Remembering and celebrating Judith Graham Lewis, who would have turned 79 today.
It's been said that singer, songwriter, performer Judith Owen displays the depth of Carole King and the European flair of Annie Lennox. Here she is with Blackbird on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. And blind to the light of the dark black night. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you're only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes, learn to see. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night.
Judith Owen with Blackbird. You can hear this song again and more music Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glennis Bohr, Dave Mistich, Roxy Todd, Liz McCormick, and Jesse Wright. Our theme music is by Matt Jackford. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.